Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hey Julie at JulieLynn.com. I'm Richard Avery. I'm sitting in for the beautiful, wonderful Julie Ashton, who is off in, I think, in Las Vegas, gambling her millions away. Today, I'm sitting in with the fabulous, the sexy, the wonderful July J girl of JulieLynn.com, Miss Anne Marie. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm glad you're here. Where do we begin? I have so many questions.
Where do we begin?
So many questions in so little time. So we're going to start off with a simple question. I like to get the basics facts first out of the way. Where are you from?
I'm from Los Angeles, California, born and raised.
How long have you been in the business?
Originally got into the business in 2001 and took a hiatus in 2004 to 2007. And here we are again.
And now that you're back in the business, what has changed for you?
God.
Anything has changed for you personally?
The business has changed a lot. The DVDs aren't the way they used to. The movies are a lot more extreme. There's a lot more of gonzo, and any schmo who bought a camera at Best Buy can be a shooter. And it's changed quite a bit. Seems like everything has gone to internet, which is cool, but it definitely has changed. There's like a whole lot of new people. It seems like there's just so many people just flooding the scene, like it's so trendy,
and a lot of it's crap.
Yeah,
the majority of it is, right?
Yeah.
But my question to you is this too, is that okay, you've been in the business a few years, out in stuff like that, what brought you back?
Well,
besides the money, because we always know it's money.
Because
otherwise, why do it?
Well, it's fun.
Yeah.
Because I like to have sex with girls.
Okay.
And boys.
And go boys and girls.
And not have to worry about exchanging numbers after.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, when I left the business in 2004, I was under contract with Metro Studios.
And you were at the top of your game. You were also host of a TV show for Playboy.
Yeah, and I was hosting radio at Playboy, and I kind of got involved with a douchebag loser guy, and you know, this happens to all of us at least once, and left it all, walked out of my contracts, you know, for love.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a believer in love. I don't know anymore, but I was always, you know, do whatever for love.
Right, I agree.
So, you know, anyhow, I did that. And while I was away, I just, you know, did the wifey thing. And I still worked at Playboy. I still shot private calls up until the very last episode, until they stopped shooting. I'm back on private calls on Playboy Radio.
On Sirius
198, yes.
Good.
So I wasn't completely just gone. I just was gone from hardcore and the scene. And throughout the time, like, I missed certain things. I missed being in front of the camera, and I missed, you know, performing and getting to be wild and crazy and make out with girls and have sex with girls and just have this weird life, you know, that people would never guess that I live, you know, looking at me. Like, my neighbors, I have no idea what they think. You know what I mean?
They probably think you work at the library.
And who knows?
There's that little library girl.
That little girl, yes, exactly. I love that. I love to kind of just surprise and shock people. And I felt like there was a lot that I had done, but there was many other things I wanted to do. I really want to go on the road and dance and connect with the people who had been watching my show the last 4 years. So I felt like I had done so much, a little too much, to just kind of let it go.
Right.
And I didn't feel like that was the end. There were many times I'd be just doing something random at home, like loading the dishwasher, and I'd be like, was that really it?
Yeah.
Like, really done? Like, really? You know? So
why can't somebody fuck me on top of the dishwasher?
It always kind of called to me.
Here's a question I like to ask all the girls. And I always kind of like, because I'm curious. How would you describe what the good, the bad, and the ugly of the business is? And you know, a few words of each one. What's the good side of the business, the bad side of the business, and the ugly side of the business for you these days? Not the past, but
the good side of the business is
the girls.
Definitely the girls. Definitely the girls. I've worked with some pretty freaking hot girls.
No doubt.
The fact that every day is an adventure. that I never know where I'm going to be 2 days from now. One day I'll be here, and one day I'm at the beach at 3 a.m. I mean, it's always like I'm in the most random places, or I meet the coolest celebrity types, or it's just it's an adventure. So you never know what is life is going to bring you next. That's the good. It's
the
very
bad.
You meet a lot of fun people. The bad is that there's a lot of scummy, shady people who will screw you for whatever.
Not literally.
Literally and then...
Figuratively.
Exactly. And a lot of people who you think are your friends don't really give a shit about you and show their true colors eventually. And it's sad because you think you make some friends and then people kind of show you who they are. And that kind of hurts because you spend a lot of time at work and in the industry. And that's where you kind of meet people and make your acquaintances. So that can... You know, that can be disappointing when people really screw you.
But I think you can say that in any industry,
in
any business.
That's very true.
And what's the ugly? Besides some of the men and some of the girls.
Is some of the gutter, nasty bullshit that has been hitting the market.
Yeah.
You know, stuff that would get people brought up on obscenity charges.
Yeah.
You know, that's just not sexy. It does nothing, I think, to make a woman feel good. It's degrading. I think it's done by men and for men who hate women and probably never got laid in school and were kind of like a dork.
I agree.
This is their chance to get back at those girls. I think that's why a lot of the regular world, quote unquote, has a bad view of porn because they see that nasty shit.
I've always said that the majority of the people, the men in the industry, hate women. I'd say the majority. I'm not saying 100%, but I'd say a good 75% plus hate women. So you brought up the great term sexy, which I always like to ask. I was interviewing the famous producer Robert Evans a year ago for a documentary I was doing. And I asked him a simple question, what is erotic? And it took him like 2 hours to answer, and I don't think he took one breath. But I'm not asking for that, but I'm asking, what do you find erotic? What's sexy? What's really, like, no bullshit either. Like, what is really you find, whether it's in a woman, a guy and a girl, whatever. What do you just, is like that thing that really gets it I guess, floats your boat, gets you going?
Oh, gosh. Let me see. Kind of...
Is it money, cash, a gold card?
That turns me on. I'm kind of like, what are you asking here? I'm not really sure.
Well, some girls just like, you know, they're straight up, give me $100,000 and I'm happy, I'm excited. So I'm saying, is it what gets you going? Is it, you know,
you're asking what makes me happy or what gets me turned on? I'm
saying what turns you on is what basically. What do you find, what's erotic to you, basically, is what I'm asking. I guess the ultimate question is, what's erotic?
Like to watch.
Okay.
And
a voyeur.
Like I'm a voyeur, yes.
Me too. Very much so.
I like to kind of push the limits but not cross them.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I very much like those late night Skinamax types of films where you know what's going on but you don't see it going in. Like I don't need to see the whole gynecological view. As long as I know what's going on and the passion is there, like that turns me on. Just kind of that connection.
Imagination is a very wonderful thing.
Yeah.
I've always said that, like, to me with sex, it's like imagination is probably the biggest key ingredient to the whole thing.
Definitely.
You know, it's with the mind. They always say that the mind is the best sex organ, which I think is true.
I'm with you.
So that's erotic. That's sexy. Now, you're back in the business. You got all these hot girls. Name some of the girls you've worked with recently that just were fulfilled what you looked for, what you were, you know, were looking for in a scene, in a relationship. What are the girls lately that you like? Because the part two of that question is, who are the girls you want to work with that you haven't, that you would just die to do a scene with? Let's drop some names. I'm trying to just drop some names here. Be Hollywood.
Be Hollywood, baby.
So drop a name.
Recently, since I've come back, some of the hot girls I worked with, just this week I did a movie for Vivid with Sunny Leone.
Hot girl.
Very, very hot. Very beautiful and a great person. You know, a lot of girls are gorgeous.
Yep.
But their personalities aren't always as beautiful as they are.
Exactly.
So she was one who had both, and she was just a very sexual, and I just...
She's like the complete package.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Very much so. I had
she's got
great
time. Skin.
I know, she does.
I've never shot her, but I've seen her enough to say, I always say, look at her, God, she has really
she's
nice skin.
She's just a pretty girl.
Yeah.
She photographs really well. Yeah. She's just... She's very sexy. I was so bummed after the scene when she told me she was going on a cruise this weekend, invited me, and I could not go and be her fuck toy for the weekend.
What a loser.
I am a loser, damn it, but I'm thinking about it right now.
Exactly. Right now, she's probably on the SS Minnow.
Yeah.
Banging Gilligan.
Someone, not me.
Exactly, not you. Not you, Marianne.
Damn it.
So.
Missed that boat.
Exactly.
Literally.
So where? So who else?
Layla Starr.
She's a cutie.
Who's good? Good, very
new,
sexy, exciting. New, brand new. Just became a Jenna girl.
What more can you ask for?
Yeah. Oh gosh, who else? Dun, dun,
dun, dun. Any scenes lately that you just like curled your toes?
Probably the best one was the one with Sunny this week.
All right, so let's go on the next part. Was like who else? Who's out there that you would?
Who do I want to work with?
My list is like a mile long, so mine could take days to answer. So I want to know.
Goody.
Is there a particular blonde, brunette, big boob, small boob?
I kind of like blondes, and I kind of like the big fake tit look only because I'm completely opposite of that.
Right.
And so it's something different. I do have to say who is one sexy little bitch, though, is Kirsten Price.
Amazing.
She's fucking hot, and I would fuck the shit out of her, like, all day long.
Yeah, she oozes. Like, she just and she carries herself really well. I've only met her once and talked to her, and she just definitely carries herself in a very...
Yeah. I've met her before she actually got in the business and was doing scenes, like, right when she started dating her man, because I met her through a friend... She was really good friends with, so I kind of got to know her on both levels.
Right.
But yeah, she's fucking hot.
Any new girls out there? You ever see like? Let me drop some names here. Roxy DeVille.
Yes, she's a hottie. She's
Justine Jolie.
She's very hot as well.
Let's talk about some of my favorites. Are Roxy and Justine are amazing, talented. As if you've looked at the site, you can tell. What about another one of my favorites would be the crazy, wacky, wonderful world of Nautica Thorne.
Yes.
Never dull Nautica Thorne.
Yes.
She's, there's always something going on with that girl.
Yes, she does always have a fucking crazy tale to tell. That is definitely her. If she doesn't have anything to tell you, she's holding out.
Yeah, exactly. It's like... We did an interview with her, one of the first podcasts. She was our first J girl, and we did the interview with her. And when she told me she liked to have sex like 20 times a day, I was like, how do you have time to do anything else? I mean, it's like, you know, it's like,
yeah,
20 times a day, that okay, that leaves about 10 minutes to go to the bathroom and have lunch. Mm-hmm. And what do you do in the rest of the time? It's like, come on, Nautica, quit that out. So let's talk about, okay, business girls. You used to do guys. You're not doing guys anymore. I'm all for that.
Thanks for announcing that.
I like
to
that.
To the people who didn't know.
I like that because I perfectly like people to know that because I think it's great that you're not. Do
everyone else at home just tuned out?
No, exactly. Click. Hello.
Anyone there?
Yeah.
Hello.
But you know that's a decision to make in this business, right? That's like a
it's a very major decision.
You have to look in the mirror and say to yourself, you know what? I'm going to get back in this business, but there's going to be things I'm not going to do and things I am going to do and. And that's that, right?
Exactly.
And you say yes, no, maybe so.
Exactly.
Cool.
And it's you really have to be confident in that because I get all the time, well, you did guys before, why don't you do guys now? And if you did guys now, blah, blah. And you know, and there's times when, especially now, it's a whole different world to me not being on contract.
Right.
It is completely a whole different world to me. And... you know, a lot of times people are like, oh, well, if you did this, you did get that. So a lot of times you really got to stick to it because, of course, you could be making like 10 times the amount of money if you're doing guys. So you really have to be firm in that choice.
You don't miss it?
I mean, sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think, oh, it'd be fun to do that or whatever. Yeah. But
are you sitting on the sidelines of a set going, that could be me. That could be me. No.
No, not really.
Okay. That's okay. I mean,
no, maybe one day if there, I don't know, if there's a good guy or a good time, a good place, a good deal, but probably, yeah, who knows? You can never say never in this business.
So I want to talk about our experience working together. Because it was one of the, it was, for me, it was a long time waiting because I had been a fan and had been an admirer of yours probably since the day I saw you. And that was over at Night Calls with my fabulous partner in Julie Ashton. And
love her.
Yes, we all love her. And I want to say, like, you know, for me, it was a really cool thing because I think we had fun doing something that you like hadn't done before, which I think a lot of the pictures prove that, the movies and all that stuff like that. Was it different for you? I mean, I don't even know if I really even talked to you about this afterwards, but like, I don't even know if you had really had fun doing it.
No, I had a great time doing it.
Picking glitter out of your ass.
I had a great time, you know, shooting everything that we shot. Each thing was kind of crazy and fun.
Yeah.
And the glitter thing was fabulous.
I love those pictures. Those are some of my favorite pictures on the website. And if you haven't seen them yet, you should definitely go see them.
And you should go get the Anne-Marie glitter wallpaper and put it on your computer right now. And I will be doing random home checks throughout the country. And if I don't see it on there, I will smash your computer.
I feel sorry for you go on a dancing tour and people go, do the glitter, do the glitter.
I
like how messy that would be.
Oh my goodness. I thought about it.
The club would hate you. The girls that follow you would hate you. The people in the audience would hate you because glitter would be everywhere.
Oh, well.
You know, it's like,
yeah, that's the one thing. Honey, why is there all this glitter all over you? Yeah. Well,
exactly.
You know, that's the one thing that gets men busted. It's glitter. Because you can never get rid of it.
I know.
I still have glitter in my ass now.
Yeah.
And in my car.
Exactly.
And at home.
Exactly.
And on my dog.
Exactly. The dog's got glitter. That would be really funny. Like, why has your dog got glitter all over? Oh, photo shoot.
Yeah.
Now, you know, for me, what I liked was that, for me, like, shooting you, my big thing, and I brag about it all the time with friends and people who talk about the site and stuff, I always say, like, shooting Anne-Marie, which was, for me, was like, I kept on saying to myself, oh, for me, it was enjoyable because, like I said, I haven't seen you like this. Like, in all honesty, like, I hadn't seen a lot of really good photos of you out there. It was like, you didn't do a lot of photo shoots. You were doing movies and stuff, but you weren't doing photo shoots. Is that kind of, am I right or wrong about that?
Yeah, I mean, done quite a few layouts
back in the day.
Not so many recently, and also layouts magazines are kind of a dying breed.
Yeah, that's true
to an extent, but yeah, there are a lot of really bad pictures out there on me. I don't know, maybe I just don't photograph well, but you make me look fabulous.
No, that's not true. That you do. That's just a lot of bad photographers, that's the problem.
All right, so if you see the horrible pictures, just know.
Exactly. I have nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Well, cool. I mean, I just, you know, the movies we made, the little movies, and I know this is just the beginning. We have plans. You and I have plans to do more.
Oh, yeah.
But I think,
when you
like,
can fit me in your schedule.
Exactly. The little movies we did and stuff like that, which I totally love too, were fun and stuff like that. Do you think, I mean, I always ask all the girls with Julie Land, is this, I mean, what I'm trying to promote here on the site, which Julie and I are trying to promote on the site, is the sense of sexiness and with fun. And I always want to know, like, you had fun doing it and you have fun looking at it, right?
Oh, yeah.
See, that's the thing. I think
most definitely
a lot of websites don't want to have fun. It's all about use and abuse.
Yeah.
We're going to use you. We're going to abuse you. Toss you aside. Next girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's like a lot, to me, there's a lot of problems with that in the industry that they just abuse.
Yes.
And there's no sexy, no glamour.
I'm with you.
Yeah. So let's talk about, like, I want to talk about now your different avenues of work. You do video, internet, radio, you've done television. What's your favorite and why?
Ooh, it's a hard toss up between television and radio.
Yeah.
I love them both dearly. I love live TV. I love moving and shaking and talking and connecting to people and being in action. I mean, I like taking pictures too, but I think I come across more and look better in live moving picture.
Right.
But I love radio because I can be the same wacky, crazy girl and entertain and just use my voice.
And not have to put makeup on.
Exactly. And not
be there in your pajamas.
Yeah. Not worry about how I'm sitting or did I eat a full lunch before the show started.
Because, like, if everybody knew right now that they were listening, they know the fact that you're sitting here in your pajamas.
Yeah.
Pretty much. So it's what the joy of radio. or audio.
Yeah. These are Juicy Couture. These aren't pajamas.
Exactly. So now, like, you did the TV was great. How many years was that?
In total, yeah. Live TV, probably about 4 years. I was on the Spice Network for about 3 years hosting Spice Clips. I was one of the original CJs, and I was the last one standing.
Right. That's right. I remember that, yeah.
And that was for a good solid three and a half years. And in towards the last year of that, that's when I started working also on the Playboy network. And then I'd done like Adult Stars Close Up and, you know, some other things for Playboy, but I got my own show right about that time. And
that was a great show, though.
Private Calls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was following Julie's show, and her and I would always talk about it. We'd actually, a lot of times, would just sit and watch. I doubt you probably noticed this, but we would sit in the back and watch and just enjoy watching how much fun it was. And it seemed like all the girls were having fun. It seemed like you were always having the most fun.
Oh, yeah, because I was in charge.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Come over here and lick my twats.
Exactly. You know? Shut up, bitch.
Bend over.
Yeah. I just always thought it was really kind of cool. But, and that's the same feeling on the radio, too, right? I mean, it's kind of the same thing, because on the radio, you're kind of doing the same kind of thing. But
I mean, there's no phone sex. There's no guest. It's just me and the listeners, so it's one-on-one. It's more of, we have a subject and I kind of tell some stories that relate to that subject. I invite people to call in, share their stories with me. We bounce back and forth, so it's really one-on-one and personal with me and the listeners.
Oh, very cool. But you never have any other guest on with you?
The only guest I've ever had on with me has been Christy Canyon, and that's because she has stayed over from her show, which is right before mine. And she just stayed maybe for about a quick 20 minutes, got into a story with me, let me play with her tits, played with mine, a little bit of fun.
And you get paid for this?
And I do. It's a hard job. Somebody's got to do it.
Do you ever just say, Jesus, how much do I have to pay you guys?
Especially
Christy Canyon. We're talking legendary.
I know. Major legend.
Exactly. And she's a sweetheart.
She was the first contract girl for Vivid ever, I believe.
Yeah, you're right. Huh?
I believe.
If she wasn't, she was, who else would there have been at that time?
No, I'm pretty sure it was her.
Pretty much.
Wow. So, yeah, that's definitely something I'm sure a lot of men in America wish they got to do.
Yeah, I'm one of them. Jeez Christ.
So, yeah, not so much on the guest tip. It's more like one-on-one.
Exactly.
Wow. But I like that. I get to talk to people from all over the country. Everybody's got a great story. Just when I think I haven't heard more.
What's the best story you've heard?
Oh, man.
Come on. Give us a sample one. Like, the story that you probably went, no way. Like, you're like, like a guy who, like, accidentally had sex with his sister.
There's one of those.
Like, is there one, like, where the guy's just like, oh, dude, I actually had sex with my sister. I didn't even know it was. Or like, you know.
You know, I've gotten somewhere. Even just last week, you know, the guy called in and said he was, you know, his mother-in-law was staying over and his wife was in the shower getting ready to go to work. And so he started, like, jerking off, and he was going to wait for his wife to come back in and maybe try and get lucky before she went to work. And apparently the wife was gone. It was the mother-in-law, and she came in. And
that's
then
great.
She was like, oh, my daughter ain't taking care of you. Let me do that. And then it ended up, like, breaking up his marriage, and he was banging the mom. It was just, like, it just kept going, you know? Like, so we do get some of those, like crazy stories.
Then what if he had, like, what if he got her mom pregnant and the mom had a baby? How weird would that be?
That would be weird, but I think they were calling from one of those states that it's not very surprising.
Exactly. You know? I'm calling from Alabama, like Arkansas, Atlanta.
Yeah, we do get some very strange ones, or ones who call in and, you know, they bring men home to fuck their wives in front of them, and, you know, just kind of bizarre. Like, it's like, I just got off on her getting fucked by this big black man. And, you know, it's just like, whoa. You know what I mean? Like, it's like.
Would you ever do that?
Whatever.
Bring home a girl for a guy?
I've done that in the past.
Was it, to watch or just
to
partake?
To partake. Yeah, but I knew that the girl was really kind of more into me than him.
They always are. I don't care what anybody says. You never, ever hear a girl going, I'm more into the guy than the girl.
And it has happened a little bit, but
you introduced me to that girl because I've never met her. Because it's always about the girls. The guys are always really kind of lucky to be there.
And well, it's the girls pick girls who they don't feel threatened by.
Right.
That's the thing.
But I'm saying is like the guys always just kind of like lucky. But if the girls really, if since it's a threesome, you take majority rules if you voted. Like, all right, you know, if the girls would vote, we really don't need the guy, and it would be 2-1. We need the guy here, and the girls would probably vote. No, we don't really need him, but we'll have him here because he's lucky and he's my husband and all. But I always found like it's always the girls. They're really only there for the girls. Kind of like selfish that way. The guy's just lucky. And if he's lucky, he gets to, you know, the wife's kind of cool with it, but rarely is.
I shot a scene like that actually for a mainstream picture, Universal picture, where.
What movie?
I didn't tell you about this.
No.
It's a movie called Forgetting Sarah Marshall, and it's going to be out May of 2008. It's done by the same producers who did 40-Year-Old Virgin, Knocked Up, Superbad.
Judd Apatow.
Which is now in theaters.
Right. Judd Apatow is the big shot behind all those.
Well, okay.
And I forget the producer. I just saw him on TV on Saturday. What's his name? I'll have to look it up.
I don't know.
But when does this come out?
May of 2008. And came to be through Stormy Daniels, right. Wicked Girl. She's fabulous. I love her.
Amazing.
It was great because her and I did a scene with the main character in the movie. And it's kind of where he's down on his luck. He broke up with this girl. He goes to this resort to kind of like hook up. And he's just having no luck with the chicks.
Right.
He goes out. He meets me and Stormy. And he thinks he's going to have a threesome with the two of us. We go back to his room or whatever. And he totally thinks he's about to get lucky, and then her and I just start making out and rolling around topless and totally into each other.
And you forget that he's
forget all about him, and then I can't tell too much of it, so I'll stop there. But
typical.
That was fun because I got to make out with Stormy,
right.
And she's got great boobs and
big boobs.
Great big boobzilla.
Yeah.
And that was a lot of fun.
But that's exactly kind of like how I think I would say 80% of the time it goes. It's like I said, the girls don't. Guy's just there.
Yeah.
He's lucky, or it's an accident.
Yeah.
If the guy actually left the room, I don't even think the women notice.
Yeah.
Where did he go?
Kind of like
mm-hmm. It's like, where did he go? Well, very cool. We got to know a little bit more about you today.
Yes.
And hopefully people will look at the pictures and listen to this wonderful podcast and get to know more about you and see you and hear you talk. One last kind of dumb question I always want to get to know here. What's the future? What's the future for you? Where do you want to go with this? You have a plan about all this next time around here?
Well, I really love radio, so I would really love to stay with that. I enjoy that, and that's something you can carry with you through life. Doesn't matter what happens to your looks. I am also starting to work on a project that is kind of a combination. I'm the co-host on it, and
mm-hmm.
It's kind of it's a male host. It's a combination of like Saturday Night Live meets Jay Leno meets something or other like that. And it's more for like, it's not porn or anything
right.
like that. It's more for like a Spike TV type of network or something. And so that's, you know, a TV format. I love that. I'm working with some really cool people right now on a poker project where they do tournaments of girls who play poker, and there's strip poker, and I'm like the hostess, and I talk to them in the loser's
awesome.
Lounge, and I really like things like that. I'd like to stick with that.
The loser's lounge, just a bunch of naked people.
Yeah, it's like definitely no losers in there.
Exactly.
Yeah. So,
sorry you lost, but it looks like I won because
yeah.
I get to look at you. That's pretty
yeah.
cool.
So I'd like to stay with that and follow those avenues.
Do you have a website?
I do, and it is clubannmarie.com, ANNMARIE. And I'm just,
how's
really,
that going for you?
Well, right now there's just a splash page up
in your building
I hope to have it launched very, very soon. Completely. I still have all my stuff from my old website. So it's
good.
Not like I'm starting with nothing, you
right.
know? I plan to do a bi-weekly, live show straight from my bed, and
I think that'd be the coolest thing.
Right from my bed. It's going to be in English, Spanish, and French. Well, you know, I'm a Latin girl.
Right,
get
it,
get
it. Buenos dias, buenas noches.
Buenos dias.
Nosotros somos amigos.
¿Quieres jugar conmigo, papi?
¿Dónde está casa de pipi?
Mm. So, yeah, just working on that. You know, everything is going to internet, so yeah. I'd like to kind of focus on that. I really want to get my butt probably out this October or November on the road, start dancing, start meeting people.
Yeah.
Doing that whole thing. I'd love to dance. I'm Latin. It's in my blood. I love to shake my ass. So I'm really fired up about that. I'm going to have my shit together, and I really want to put on a show. I'm not going to come out there with a bikini and just be like, oh, hi, I'm cute. Give me money. Mm. No, it's going to be a fucking show. It's going to look good.
Are we thinking some sort of like three or four background dancers, it's like gay guys and tight
never
speedos?
Know. You never
kind
know.
Kind of Madonna-esque.
Never know.
Maybe we'll freaking pin you to a cross.
Could happen. No, that wouldn't happen. No.
Like, yeah, I'm just starting to think of all these things.
I got enough to repent for. Exactly. I'm not going there.
Now we're
going to
burn a cross, or I don't know. I'm just thinking of all the things that we could do, like dancers, kind of like maybe a Madonna type thing.
Yeah, light myself on fire. It's going to be great. No, yeah. No, I'm really not. But so that's it. You know,
I'm
going to
blow
really,
up on stage.
Yeah, I don't really want to make a bazillion more movies. I've made quite a few. Yeah. There's you can definitely see it. It's out there. I've made some great movies. So that's kind of where that is.
I gotcha.
That's where that is.
I think the key thing is to work on all these things equally and to give them all a try. I don't think you can do just one thing anymore. And I think because there's too many opportunities out there. You have fans that want to see you in live. You have fans that want to hear you, fans that want to watch you on TV. And it's like, why not, you know, give all those people that and then some. And the people that might see you live who didn't know about you, your site or other things, will find you and go, oh my God, I didn't know about her. Or like I always say, like maybe they'll find you on our website and then they'll also go, oh wow, I didn't know about her and I'm going to check her out here.
Yeah.
Oh, now I can see her. She's hitting my club. I don't want to go see her. You know, like
exactly.
I think in this day and age, you got to be like this multimedia, multitasking, and it's hard. It's more work, but I think the rewards are better, especially if you're in control of it all.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You're your own boss.
Yeah. I mean, I love making movies. I love making out with the girls. I really don't see.
Like, who wouldn't?
Exactly. Who wouldn't?
I wish somebody pay me to do that, but yeah. Nobody wants to pay me to do anything. So
slap on a wig, some lip gloss.
Exactly. Hey, what I do in the privacy of my own home.
Oh, was I not supposed to talk about that?
Exactly. Well, thank you for being here. We're going to cut this off right here, let you go off to your merry way, and we're going to go back and get drunk. I want to thank everybody for listening to Hey Julie at julieland.com. Thank you, Miss Anne-Marie.
Thank you, Mr. Dick.
Awesome. And we'll talk to you soon. What more can you ask for?